Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you. I think everyone is sensing that something very important is taking place on this planet. We're actually moving forward in our ascension process at warp speed. This is creating an accelerated awakening within the hearts and minds of people everywhere, as this unprecedented shift of consciousness is fully integrated into our conscious minds and our emotional feeling worlds, every person is beginning to realize that we can no longer just rely on outer world perceptions and what we perceive to be logical thinking. We're beginning to really understand that we must now reach into the wisdom of our hearts and tap into the divine potential that holds the vision of who we are and why we are here. We need to reach up in consciousness and start communicating with the higher realms of illumined truth. Those of us that are beginning to awaken and to remember this have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. You and I are one with humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on the planet. So no matter how buried a human being may be in the outer world circumstances that are taking place on the planet at this time, we have the ability to reach into that person's heart and to lift them up through their God presence. We have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child. Fortunately, we're all one, and that means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane doesn't comprehend the reality that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent, we have the ability to raise that person up by holding them in a force field of light and invoking assistance from on high on that person's behalf. In many instances, that person may not even realize that they have an I Am presence, and it may have been eons of time since they've asked that part of their higher consciousness to intervene in their lives. They may not even realize that there is a company of heaven and that these beings of light are standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help us. But the universal law is that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. So those of us existing in the physical plane have the ability to invoke the I Am presence and the company of heaven on behalf of every man, woman, and child on the planet. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good for all concerned, literally the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heart plea. During this hour, you and I are going to do just that. We're going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together, we're going to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings. So join with me now in consciousness as we unite with the hearts and minds of the light workers on the planet that are tuning in with us on this radio program and all of the I Am presences of humanity who are joining with us now in this global activity of light. Feel the love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy vibration and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a unified, powerful chalice of light. During our time together, this chalice of light will cradle the planet Earth and magnetize the light of God from all the realms of perfection into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child. In one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we will ask that this powerful light expand into the life experiences of each person helping them to lift up in consciousness, transmuting the negativity, and clearing the way so that they can perceive their own divinity and remember that they are a beloved child of God. Remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. In order for the light workers all over this planet to fulfill the greatest need of the hour, an expanded divine plan is unfolding through the I Am presence of each and every one of us. Because of the need of the hour, our I Am presence, the I Am presence of every light worker on the planet, has been drawn into the heart of the great, great silence. In an act of unprecedented divine love, our Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, has asked the light workers on Earth to regroup, renew, recommit, and rededicate our service to the light to a higher octave on behalf of humanity and this blessed planet. Within the great, great silence, every I Am presence was given the opportunity to renew the vows that we have taken in the heart of God prior to this embodiment. In that moment of divine grace, our I Am presences volunteered to increase our service to the light and to assist with our ascension process in new and more powerful ways as we reached out in service to humanity and all life on this sweet earth. In this expanded divine plan that is now unfolding, each and every one of us have the ability to be a more powerful force of light. This plan is necessary because of miracles that have taken place over the last several years. For one thing, the two Earths have become one. In all of the prophecies we heard about these latter times, when there would be a new heaven and a new earth that would move into the frequencies of light, and the old earth would pass away. That was believed because it was thought that there would be souls that wouldn't be able to make the shift into the higher vibration and would have to remain on the old earth in a denser, more chaotic frequency of the third dimension. But all of the work that we have been doing for eons of time now was with the divine intent that every son and daughter of God would recognize that they are a divine child of God and make the heart commitment to move into the light. This has occurred, and the two Earths have become one. Every person evolving on this planet has made the heart commitment at inner levels through their God presence to do what is necessary in order for them to move forward with the Earth into the fifth dimension. This miracle changed everything. Our light work is now being greatly accelerated, and as a result of our new commitments, we are all taking a quantum leap in new, diverse directions in order to fulfill our vast and ever-expanding divine plans. Now, as we integrate the changes in our spiritual path and fine-tune our renewed commitment and dedication to our spiritual work, it is important for us to carefully observe and evaluate the opportunities that are being presented to us in our everyday life experience moment by moment every single day. These opportunities are enabling us to be powerful instruments of God in this physical plane. During this critical moment on Earth, nothing is happening by accident. So if an opportunity is presented to us, we should take the information into our heart of hearts and see how this opportunity resonates as part of our divine service. If it feels comfortable and resonates as truth for us, we should ask our I Am presence to pave the way for us to participate with this opportunity according to our divine plans. Sometimes the opportunities that are being presented to us will call for us to travel and to physically join groups for activities of light that involve the shift of consciousness for humanity and all life on the planet. At other times, we'll be inspired to join groups in consciousness from our current location and in loving support to add our light to their activities through invocations and meditations. The important thing for us to do is to listen to our I Am presence and to see what the proper response is for each of us individually, and then for us to respond according to that inner guidance. We need to trust with confidence the guidance we are receiving from our I Am presence. One of the things that the legions of light in the realms of truth are asking at this time is for us to take full advantage of all of the wondrous tools that are being given to us from on high. The company of heaven has given us beautiful visualizations and meditations to help us benefit from the gifts contained within the light of God. They've asked us to join together in consciousness and to empower these visualizations and these meditations with our unified efforts. Today, we're going to do just that. We're going to join together in consciousness with light workers all over the world and expand the light of God through every person's heart flame on behalf of all humanity. These visualizations and these invocations are being done by light workers all over the world. We've shared them many times on our website and through our books, our tapes, and our CDs. Today, we're going to join together again on this radio program and do these invocations and these meditations together. I'm going to state these visualizations and meditations in the first person so that each of us will experience them tangibly and personally in our own lives. But through the gift of God's divine grace, we're also going to invoke the I Am presence of every soul evolving on this sweet earth. And we're going to volunteer to be surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Through the divine intervention of our I Am presence, we will expect and accept, as the wonders of these precious tools are released through our heart flame, that each and every one of us will be brought into higher realms of ascended light. As we invoke this light and use these tools, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are going to be healed, cleansed, purified, uplifted, enlightened, and transfigured. And through our heart flame, this light is going to be projected into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child, whether they belong to the Earth evolutions or whether they're serving the Earth at this time, and whether they are in or out of embodiment. Simultaneously, their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are going to be cleansed, healed, purified, uplifted, enlightened, and transfigured. So please join with me now in consciousness as we prepare to empower the visualizations and meditations for the flame of transfiguring divine love that has been given to us by the company of heaven. Through one-pointed consciousness, we are going to invoke this light through our heart flame and through the heart flames of every man, woman, and child. We are going to join together as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one consciousness of transfiguring divine love. Breathe in deeply now and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Follow me through these visualizations with the full power of your attention, knowing that this light through you is blessing every facet of life on this sweet earth. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed, my spine as straight as possible, and I am centered, relaxed, and perfectly peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for this moment, I focus my attention on my in-breath and my out-breath. As I breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, I gently close my eyes and I remove my attention from the outer world. I reverently experience my presence within the divinity of my heart flame. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am presence. Within this force field of divinity, I am my I Am presence. I am aware of my presence in the world, and I know I am one with all life evolving on this planet. And even though I have a physical presence in this dimension, I am also living light, the electronic radiance of divinity blazing in my heart flame. The living light that I am is now expanding through every cell of my earthly bodies, and I am being transformed into a blazing sun of God's infinite light and perfection. Every man, woman, and child on earth is being held in the embrace of this light from the sun of God's infinite perfection that is now blazing through my heart flame. Every facet of the elemental and nature kingdoms evolving on earth is also being held within this life-transforming light. I am clearly aware that through this pulsating force field of pure divine light, the oneness of all life is once again being recognized through each heart flame. This consciousness is becoming the order of the new day on planet Earth. The separation is no more. From this moment forth, every prayer, every invocation, every decree, and every call for assistance I make for myself to my I Am presence in the company of heaven, I also make for the I Am presence and the entire family of humanity. All life evolving on this blessed planet is being lifted up, and I understand now, as never before, that since I am one with all life, as I am lifted up, I am lifting all life up with me. I now breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath I become aware that I am ascending in consciousness up a mighty shaft of light into the very heart of God. Instantly I am enveloped in the embrace of my Father Mother God's unfathomable divine love. Within this force field of divine love, I hear the melodious tones, and I absorb the celestial fragrance of this love. In the embrace of God's infinite love, I feel myself soaring even higher with every breath I take. And I experience frequencies of divine love greater than I have ever known. I pierce into the core of purity within the very heart of God, and the splendor of this divine love permeates my very being. The love of God is blazing in through and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Through me, the love of God is also pulsating in through and around the atomic and subatomic particles and waves within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of all humanity. This very moment, humanity's earthly vehicles are being purified and transfigured into God's infinite perfection. This love of God is now lifting every man, woman, and child into the embrace of illumined truth. Within this frequency of illumined truth, every person begins to comprehend the oneness of all life in new, more profound ways. Each one begins to experience a love and reverence for life beyond anything he or she ever dreamed possible. Divine wisdom is awakening within every heart flame. And in a flash of enlightenment, each person begins to know and fully understand that he or she is to express the reverence for all life they are now comprehending within the earthly experience daily and hourly through their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This realization is being seared into the conscious mind and the emotional bodies of every person on earth. And each one will now tangibly understand and grasp these concepts in new and exploring ways. Every soul on earth is now being gently bathed in the radiance of God's divine illumination. As each one remembers the oneness of all life and experiences how to express the reverence for all life tangibly in their earthly experience, they are bathed with the radiance of illumined truth. Every person is lifted into a new level of lucidity, comprehension, knowing, wisdom, insight, and understanding. As every person revels in the wonder of this magnificent frequency of illumination, we begin to experience the magnitude of the opportunities contained within this gift from our Father, Mother, God. We realize that daily and hourly, in our earthly experiences, we are being presented opportunities to be divine instruments of God. We consecrate our life force, each according to our wisdom and understanding. And with deep humility and gratitude, we agree to accept the opportunities that are being presented to us within the heart of God and in our earthly experiences. We volunteer to be effective instruments of God during this cosmic moment on earth. Through the intervention of each person's I Am presence and the entire company of heaven, we collectively consecrate our lives to be the open door through which the light of God will continually flow from this moment forth to bless all life. Now I breathe in deeply again. And as I do, I feel myself and all of humanity ascending higher and higher into the multifaceted, multidimensional frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love. With every out-breath, I breathe this sacred fire forth to consecrate all life on earth. As I breathe in deeply into these higher frequencies of celestial light, I absorb God's transfiguring divine love into my heart flame. And on every out-breath, I breathe this sacred fire forth to consecrate all life on earth. As each human being evolving on earth receives and accepts this blessing, they are consecrated with the full potential of the flame of our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love. Each person's I Am presence through this activity of light is able to activate specific genetic codings within their RNA and DNA structures. These codings contain the immaculate concept of each person's divine plan. This activity of light empowers every beloved son and daughter of God to fulfill their divine purpose, the new purpose that has now been recorded within their heart flame, with a new level of enthusiasm, joy, and commitment. Through this activation, the mind and emotions of every person are purified and realigned with the harmony of their true being and the higher commitment that has now been made by each person's I Am presence. This activity of light is purifying and paving the way for the conscious mind and the superconscious mind within each individual to merge and become one. In this state of atonement, each person's I Am presence comes to the forefront and takes dominion of his or her life. As this occurs, the life, body, mind, and soul of each person is quickened and lifted into a state of enlightenment that clears the way for the fulfillment of these new patterns of perfection from their new, greatly expanded divine plans. Every human being now begins to assimilate the ineffable power within these new higher frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love. The divine intelligence within this fifth dimensional frequency of light helps each person to realize and understand the new ability to expand light in the physical plane. They realize that utilizing the power of God's infinite love is the most important thing a person can do in order to fulfill our new higher commitments to the divine plan. This inner knowing brings the realization that myriad opportunities are being presented and will expand to every soul, every day, and that these opportunities are specifically designed to improve the quality of life for every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. Even if those opportunities may seem challenging, each soul begins to realize that God's divine love contains a frequency of light that transcends all obstacles. All humanity is now experiencing the wonder of this truth. And our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love is becoming a tangible experience in their outer world life and their commitment to service to humanity and all life. Held within the embrace of this divine substance, humanity now knows that we are one with God and that all that our Mother God and our Father God have is ours. Now, through this activity of light that is being realized through every heart flame this sacred and holy day, humanity individually and collectively begins to accept through their I Am presence these higher frequencies of divine love. As they do, a new level of awareness and clarity regarding God's love begins to resonate in the core of their heart flame. Every person begins to know through a new level of divine intelligence that God's love is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of God. And it is the vibration through which we now are evolving back into the heart of God. The frequency of God's divine love has no bonds, no barriers, no conditions. Within the infinite power of this love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. Our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love contains within its essence our full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. This love from the heart of our Father, Mother, God heals all separation. It rejuvenates, revitalizes, and makes whole all that it embraces. Our Father, Mother, God's divine love is the single greatest source of all forgiveness. It is the impetus of humanity's freedom and our liberation from all of the maladies existing on this planet that are surfacing now to be healed and transmuted into light. Negativity and discord cannot abide in the presence of this sacred flame, for it is a force of unlimited and unspeakable power. It exalts and glorifies every facet of life that it embraces. From the core of purity within the flame of transfiguring divine love in the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, I now realize my own divinity with a new level of clarity, understanding, comprehension, and acceptance. Within the divine intelligence of this love, I recognize and revere the divinity within my heart, and I know that this divinity is pulsating within the heart of every human being as well. From this newfound perspective of truth, I peer into the heart of every man, woman, and child, and to my amazement, I see a radiant being of light abiding within every heart flame. As I acknowledge and focus on this being of light within every person's heart, this divine presence, their true God self, begins to expand and expand. as the God self of every person on earth expands, it increases in power and dominion. Every person's obsolete beliefs and behavior patterns that are associated with fear and separation, lack and limitation, begin to drop away. Regardless of the depths of negativity that the human being may have fallen to, his or her God self now takes dominion and lifts that soul into a higher position, realizing and accepting their own divinity. The downward spiral into oblivion is reversed, and every soul begins to take the first initial step up the spiral of evolution into the realms of infinite perfection. I make the heart commitment to daily and hourly acknowledge and love the God self within every person's heart. I realize that as I do this, their God self will be empowered and be able to increase its influence on that soul's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. No matter what negative behavior patterns the person previously participated in, their I Am presence will now be able to flood their four earthly bodies with the immaculate concept of their divine potential and place their feet firmly on the path of light, the return journey back to the heart of our Father, Mother, God. This activity creates an epiphany within the conscious mind of each soul. And I witness now in the realms of cause an awakening taking place, resulting in the soul's complete and profound transfiguration. I know that once something is God victoriously accomplished in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from manifesting in the world of effects. In the realms of a cause, through this divine activity of light, every human being on earth now knows that the frequency of God's transfiguring divine love is securely anchored in their heart center, and that this mighty force is now expanding to transform their lives. This is the mightiest force in the universe, and no power can deny or fail to respond to God's transfiguring divine love. Through this enlightened state of consciousness manifesting through each soul in the realms of cause, the soul dedicates his or her life to being an instrument of God for this divine love. Through this dedication, each one becomes the hand of God in the physical world of form. God's transfiguring divine love is a dynamic, living force, and each one now realizes it as never before. Through these new levels of divine consciousness, every soul realizes that this love is the vehicle upon which all of the fifth dimensional solar frequencies of light that contain the patterns of perfection for the new earth will be carried into the physical world of form. This love transcends time and space. It is spiritual and all-powerful. As I continue breathing the flame of transfiguring divine love into the world of form on the holy breath, every soul is consecrated with its divine essence and lifted to higher and higher frequencies of God's illumination and truth. As this sacred fire is carried into every heart flame, the divine light dispels all gloom and darkness. This transfiguring divine love is now penetrating all exteriors and enabling every person to recognize the divinity within every other person's heart flame. This transfiguring divine love is allowing each one to see with new eyes and to hear with new ears. Now the truth within every situation will be clearly revealed. The illusions of fear and separation will be swept away in the presence of this miraculous love. And every soul will comprehend and acknowledge the reality of the oneness of all life. As I amplify this love within my own heart flame, I clearly see the flame of transfiguring divine love being amplified within the heart flames of all humanity. With great enthusiasm, I join in consciousness with every person evolving on this planet. And together, we begin the process of transfiguring this sweet earth into the patterns of perfection that have now been anchored for the new earth in all of her pristine beauty. Through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we individually and collectively agree to fulfill our unique facets of the divine plan as we co-create the wonders of heaven on earth. Within this unfolding activity of light, I continue breathing in deeply, reaching higher and higher into the frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love. And as I exhale, I magnetize these higher frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love and project them into the physical plane. As this activity gently lifts me into higher and higher frequencies of illumined truth, the company of heaven reveals to me that one of the most important things humanity must do in order for heaven on earth to become a tangible reality is to reclaim the limitless flow of God's abundance in our lives. The extreme imbalance in the distribution of wealth in the world is responsible for the majority of pain and suffering humanity is experiencing. This imbalance has been created by our fear-based egos through poverty consciousness and a belief in scarcity, lack, and limitation. When people once again realize and accept that the flow of God's abundance is infinite, our lives will be transformed. Through the divine intelligence within the flame of transfiguring divine love, humanity is recognizing the divinity within every person's heart and the oneness of all life. The next step is for our fear-based egos to be transfigured and for us to open to the flow of God's infinite abundance. Then, never again, will a single soul on this planet have to endure the indignation and the suffering involved with poverty, hunger, homelessness, and all manner of pain and suffering associated with that lack and limitation. Those gross mutations of life have been created through our fear, greed, selfishness, corruption, poverty consciousness, and the distorted perception for our need for survival. One of our most important realizations is to recognize that what affects one part of life affects all life. Now, as the spiritual hierarchy guides me through the following activity of light, I volunteer to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity to bring forth God's abundance, to restore it into my own life and to the lives of all humanity. Through this gift of divine intervention, my ego is transfigured, and the infinite flow of God's abundance is restored on this planet. Every soul has been consecrated with God's transfiguring divine love, and the divinity within each person's heart has been revealed. Now it is time for us to open to the infinite flow of God's abundance. My financial freedom and the God supply of all good things will provide the necessary sustenance and the support that I need to fulfill my divine plan, and it will draw forth and allow that sustenance for every man, woman, and child. From my new perspective within the heart of God, I clearly see that God's infinite abundance is my natural gift of life. I realize that I have been rejecting this gift through my fears and my lack of awareness. As I assimilate this knowing, the divine intelligence blazing in my heart begins to expose the fact that all of the beliefs I have ever had that were based in poverty, lack, limitation, and all levels of that destructive activity were nothing more than illusions. In the light of this truth, I now know and fully understand that I have inadvertently allowed my lower human ego to manipulate me into accepting poverty and lack as viable realities. I have allowed this fragmented aspect of my personality to trap me in poverty consciousness and to block my financial freedom and the flow of God's abundance into my life. With this revelation, my God self now projects forth the flame of transfiguring divine love and encapsulates my human ego. Like the prodigal son, my ego lets go of its resistance and surrenders to the tender embrace of my I Am presence. My ego bathes in the celestial frequencies of transfiguring divine love, and it releases all fear and all anxiety. My I Am presence now lifts my human ego into the light and reveals the truth that God's infinite abundance is my divine birthright. With this enlightenment, the poverty consciousness that my ego has used to manipulate me into lack and limitation is transmuted. The obsolete archetypes of my poverty are shattered, and my transfigured ego accepts once and for all that God's supply of all good things, financial freedom, opulence, and abundance, are God's natural gifts to me and to all of the sons and daughters of God evolving on earth. The residue of poverty consciousness is instantly being swept away in the light of God's abundance. My ego now relinquishes its control, and my I Am presence steps forth to take full dominion of my life. Prosperity consciousness floods into my heart and mind, and I see my new innovative ways to create prosperity in my life. Through the higher consciousness of my God self, I graciously accept and expect the limitless flow of God's abundance in my life now and forever. I know that the ebb and flow, the in-breath and out-breath of this divine force is a universal law. So in return for the infinite flow of God's abundance coming into my life, I willingly and joyously agree to allow this flow to go forth from me as I share my abundance with those who are striving to co-create heaven on earth. I realize this is the natural ebb and flow of God's gift of life, and that my gift of love will flow out to bless all life. In this gift of love, as I am giving back to God, I recognize that this is my appreciation for my gift of life. With this new commitment, I comprehend at a deeper level, the more profound level, that as I give, so shall I receive. I am at peace with the concept of sharing my money and my abundance with others, knowing full well that my abundance is limitless. The fear of scarcity from my human ego no longer manipulates me. My God self is in control, and I know that by continually sharing my money and my gifts of abundance with the world, those who are working to fulfill the divine plan will be lifted up into higher levels of consciousness, and I open the door for the perpetual flow of abundance into my own life. This is a universal law of life. It is the law of the circle. The golden light of God's abundance is now blazing through my heart flame into every particle of life on earth. This divine light is being assimilated into the heart flame of every evolving soul as it bathes the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of earth. This activity of light is forming a powerful catalyst of God's abundance, which is greatly empowering awakening humanity to joyfully accept our financial freedom. With the assistance of the Company of Heaven, I now seal and permanently sustain this activity of light through this affirmation. I breathe in deeply and I affirm through all levels of consciousness, that I am one with all life. I am God's golden light of abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained in the physical plane of earth. I am the light of God's transfiguring divine love and the golden light of God's abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained in the physical world of form. I am the light of God's transfiguring divine love and the golden light of abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained in the physical world of form. Held in the embrace of this pure divine light, I realize that this flow of light is expanding out into the heart flame, and that on the return current, the golden light of God's infinite abundance is flowing back into my life, bringing with it all of the sustenance I need, the God supply of all good things, my financial freedom, my infinite opulence, so that everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is manifesting for me here and now. I accept and know that through the full gathered momentum of the presence of God pulsating in my heart, the golden flame of God's infinite abundance and the flame of transfiguring divine love is now secured in every heart flame. For a sublime moment, I assimilate this experience into my heart flame as I breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. I experience these divine energies securely anchored in the physical world of form, and know that they will daily and hourly expand with every breath I take through the heart flame of all humanity. I breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room. I open my eyes and feel myself now securely anchored and expanding this gift into the world of form. Precious Heart, I want to thank you for the light you are adding to the world, and thank you for joining with us on this sacred and holy day as we expand the light of God into the outer world. For more information from the beings of light, please go to our website, www.eraofpeace.org. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.